Good morning to you, Lee, and welcome to the new season.
It is a new season, and it's a season without, unfortunately, the East Devonport Swans. It's been well documented. They made the call to go into recess in February after the club falling well short of its target of 55 senior and reserve players for the season, which is disappointing. And historically, East Devonport have a big day for Good Friday at Girdleston Park, but unfortunately they won't be there to take on La Trobe tomorrow.
No, they certainly won't. And it is with considerable regret that East Devonport could not muster the necessary numbers to compete at senior, reserve or under 18 level. Former President Justin Delaney, Secretary John Phoebe and newly appointed senior coach Grant Williams, well, they literally worked their butts off, Lee, to get the Swans over the line, but to no avail. When you walk into the East Devonport social rooms and you see the names on their respective honour boards, including Arnold Richardson, Darryl Baldock, Graham Gypsy Lee, Peter Bellini, Ricky Watt, Adrian Partridge, Neville and Craig Muir, Chris Reynolds, Bibby Kelly, Graham Wright, just to name a few, you just get a sense of their long and proud history. However, on a positive note, the Swans will still have their juniors participating in the NWFL, and I sincerely hope, Lee, that the seniors, under-18s and senior women's can return to the fold next season.
There's a lot of history when it comes to football clubs, and East Devonport, no exception there. They played their first game back in 1901, so it is sad that they won't be participating in this year's competition. Four senior premierships to its collection, and the last one was back in the late 80s where they defeated Burnie, and that was a big celebration for East Devonport. Unfortunately, it has been quite bare since that point in time. But you normally play La Trobe on Good Friday, but Devonport will be taking on La Trobe tomorrow in round one of the Aussie NWFL, Kim.
Yeah, they certainly will, and that clash will senior clash will start at 2:20 p.m. Somewhat of a new-look La Trobe combination for their Good Friday encounter with the Magpies. Newcomers selected in the Demon lineup include key forward Rory Gurr, returning from Deloraine, while on-ballers Sean McCrossan and Rodney Cogdon returned from East Devonport, along with former Swans teammates in Kurt Hansen and Josh Newson. In addition, La Trobe have 17-year-old Ethan Flack in the lineup for his first senior debut. And also have a new coach in Nick, and I hope I get this right, Hizard Zetas, who replaces Troy Davies. Devonport, well, they still have coach Kurt Byard at the helm and have included former Sprayton defender James Gray, along with Luke Keep, who returns to the Magpies after a stint in the Army. Talented key forward Caleb Van Buren could also be considered a recruit, Lee, after two injury-riddled seasons. With the Magpies also finding room for talented youngsters in Alex Cousins-Hampton and Lockie Cohen. La Trobe come into this game a little better prepared this season, but I'm opting for the last year's grand finalist in Devonport to come away with the spoils after a torrid first-up contest.
It's a time of the season where all clubs showcase their personnel that they've recruited or their juniors that are coming up and playing senior football this year, so we wish them all the very best. And as you did point out, even the coaches can change. And one side that's been there and abouts the last few years but just haven't been able to win that elusive flag is Wynyard. And they'll be taking on a side in Penguin that have been building over the last few years, and they'll have a couple of ex-AFL players suited up for them and playing for Penguin this year.
They certainly do. Firstly, Wynyard coach Beau Sharman will undoubtedly welcome his former Northern Bombers dual premiership teammate in Alan O'Sine, along with Bombers premiership midfielder Sharon Egger. Although the team list for Saturday are not yet finalised, the Cats may also consider university follower Connor Barling and defender Keegan Weller, while high-marking forward Stuart Turner will also be considered after missing last season with a shoulder injury. Penguin, as you've intimated, will be under the guidance of former Gold Coast St Kilda, Richmond and Bernie Dockers midfielder Maverick Weller, who will be ably assisted by Gold Coast Suns teammate in Luke Russell. The two Blues will also consider the likes of new recruits Tyson Weller, Geordie Dowling and former Bridge North follower Rowan Bones. He's a tall ruckman with big raps at the moment. Penguin have kept their squad largely intact, and with their two former AFL recruits on the ground, maybe two polished for the Cats, in which will be a top-shelf first-round encounter, Lee.
The reigning premier from season 2020 in a shortened edition of the season, the Burnie Dockers will take on Ulverston. So, big clash to kickstart their season, Brent Plant and the lads from West Park.
Yes, and good to see Planty going around once again. Burnie will welcome back midfielder Tom Hislop after stints with Essendon and Richmond respectively, along with former East Devonport defender in Nick Delante. The Dockers still have their formidable midfield intact in Bailey Bogue, Dylan Smith, Rudy Barrett and Nick Walters, who will relish the deaf ruck work of Big Tyrone Morrison and Johnny Holland. Olverson have a new coach at the helm in ex-Latrobe forward and NWFL Hall of Famer Stephen French. The Robins have lost several key players, but French will still have a considerable talented young group at his disposal in Joel Hennessy, Dom Hayes, Lockie Cruz, Jesse Shepherd and Liam Flanagan. Former ruckman Luke Dyson has also returned from Melbourne Preston, along with Sam Mansfield, who will benefit from state league experience at Lauderdale. Now, the trek to West Park, well, as we know, is a difficult enough task for even the best of teams, and certainly a big test for the youthful Robins first up. With Harry Walters hovering around up forward, along with versatile Burnie skipper Nick McKenna, I'm opting for the Dockers to start this season with a big win.
So on Good Friday, you like Devonport over Latrobe, and on Saturday, Penguin to defeat Wynyard and Burnie to defeat Ulverston. We've got a couple of games in the NWFL women's competition. Tomorrow, Latrobe will take on Devonport. On Saturday, Wynyard take on Penguin, while Ulverston have the bye. And Kim, in season 2020, we had a shortened season, as I just pointed out, and of course, with the COVID situation in place for last season, how does 2021 look at this stage?
Each side will have 18 games. So fingers crossed that we get through a full season without any interruptions this year, Lee.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed on that one. It is a day-by-day, week-to-week proposition, though, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Get out and about and support local NWFL football, which is, of course, back on deck Aussie again this year. And Seven, you're proud to be associated with the competition in supporting the reserves. So good on you, Kim. Always appreciate your inputs, and you enjoy your weekend of footy. And but we'll touch base with you at our regular time slot just after 8 o'clock on Friday mornings.
Likewise, Liam, we'll catch up next week.